Welcome to Traditional Medicine with Chantel Michaud, Bear Clan from the Leech Lake Ojibwe. Sharing with you our ancestors' traditional knowledge of medicinal plants, we give thanks to our ancestors and our elders for the gifts that we are given, and with many thanks and our respect to Mother Earth, who continues to enrich our lives with vital medicines, plants, food, and water that are much needed by our bodies. Today's show, I thought we'd talk about the black walnut tree. We've never talked about that either. And so we tap the maple tree, but we can also tap the black walnut trees. And so did you know that the black walnut trees can be tapped late in the winter and they produce a syrup similar to maple syrup? And so let's take a look at how we do this. And the black walnut trees, they're unique because the sap runs in the winter, the spring, and the autumn. But when it's best produced is what we want to do. And this tree produces sap that runs easily any time of the day and night when the proper temperatures are in the proper range. So what we need to look at is you got a few days of freezing temperatures. So during the day, it's freezing. And then you're followed by temperatures that are below freezing at night. And then well above freezing during the day. So that said, that is when we want to make our syrup. So again, it's a few days of freezing temperatures, and then you're going to have this totally freezing temperatures, then followed by temperatures that are below freezing at night, and then well above freezing during the day. Okay? And so this is generally between January and March, and especially in Minnesota, it's kind of going to be more towards the March area for us, in February, end of February, March. And so we really want to look at that. Although the black walnut tree doesn't produce as much sap as the maple, it is still excellent source for our bodies and for doing our traditional cultural sapping of the trees. Okay, let's take a look at like the benefits of the black walnut tree. We got the black walnut hulls, and they have a long history of herbal remedies, and just date backs to the AD century. And so this has been really good for drying out poisonous venom, snake bites, and things like that, as well as our culture used black walnut tree hulls as laxatives and treatment for eliminating parasites in the intestine. And so this, as a laxative, is most commonly implemented today from our black walnut husks. And so that's how we use it today. And the studies have shown that it expels parasitic worms from the body, as in pinworms and ringworms, tapeworms, and other intestinal parasites. So while there are very few scientific studies of the black walnut hulls, this is one that exists is very interesting because it has can replace the antibiotic, and it's excellent for any activity in the HIV virus. It shows inhibition for this HIV virus. So that is excellent news there when combating viruses in our body that our body just can't seem to kick itself. And we have other uses too. There's at least 1,000 species of parasitic organisms that can live in our body. And so this black walnut is going to really help us with a lot of those hosting animals that live off us. Because a lot of it can affect our lungs, our nervous system, our soft tissue, our lymph nodes and joints. And so our body really goes through a lot of things. And what about limes? You know, we have a lot of limes. So this black walnut hull would really help with our Lyme's disease as well. That it seems to be running rapid around our states lately. And what about before vitamins and minerals were commonly used? a lot of people used to use the black walnut for a variety of conditions, including ulcers and wounds and scurvy. And they use it as a gargle to kind of get rid of these things. And then more. So it started to be used as cleansing and a quick healing medication for wounds and ulcers as well. And it also can help with lowering blood pressure and cholesterol levels. And the black walnut hulls tannin content is thought to help shrink the sweat glands and reduce excessive sweating. And so that's excellent news, because some people have some issues with their sweat glands. And there's so many different array of ailments going on with so many variety of people and things in life that it's really good to be knowledgeable for yourself what helps your body. And remember that all our bodies are different. So here's a couple other things too that we can look at. It also helps with aiding in digestion. It helps with leaving colic and heartburn, helps with flatulence, and it helps stimulate the bile flow. So that's really good for your liver and helps ease the pain in your spleen. How about balancing your blood sugar levels or warding off heart disease? It also helps with malaria and syphilis in conditions such as boils and acne too. And so this black walnut tree is just excellent, because not only can we use the sap for eating and for remedies, but we can also use the hull itself to help with many ailments in our body. And sometimes you got to look at, remember, you got to look at the contraindications. So sometimes you don't use it because of the side effects. So don't use it if you're pregnant. And don't use it if you're allergic to nuts, because that will not be good. So stay away if you're pregnant, and stay away if you're allergic to nuts. But other than that, the black walnut hull and the black walnut tree with its sap is excellent for our bodies. And this gives you a great benefit. And again, we thank the ancestors and our Mother Earth for giving us these gifts. We'd like to give thank you to our supporters, the Minnesota Arts and Cultural Heritage Grant, as well as the Community Radio Service and Equipment Grant, for providing local programming. We say miigwech, safe journeys, and we'll chat with you next time on Traditional Medicine with Chantel Michaud, Bear Clan from the Leech Lake Ojibwe. Giba Wabanin.